Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Yivam Ma'is Daf Vav. We are actually on top of the Amud, but perhaps let's backtrack. Let's go back to Hamud Beis, to the beginning of this step in the Gemara. So let's go back to seven lines from the bottom of the Amud. We're in the midst of the discussion regarding the sugya of Asei Deuch Eloi Sasei. Yesterday, we've already established, we've concluded, that we found the Makar, the source for this concept, that when we're faced with a conflicting situation, an Asei versus Eloi Sasei, we go ahead with the mitzvah, the Asei, which Ramban says represents Ahavas Hashem, overrides Eloi Sasei, which represents Yiras Hashem, Ava surpasses Yira. Okay, that's a given. What if the Eloi Sasei is a very severe type of Eloi Sasei? It has a curse involved. How about that case? Shouldn't a Sasei be deich of that? We don't yet have a mocker. We have no reason to believe it does. And therefore, we have a kasha. What's the kasha? Because back on Af Gimel and Beis, the Gemara told us the reason for the halacha found in the Mishnah. That if the Yivama happens to be an erva, so his brother, deceased brother, his childless brother's widow happens to be an erva as well, surviving brother's daughter, mother-in-law, etc., there is no Yibam in this case. Why not? Maybe Yibam should override the Issa of Arayis. No, we have a pasuk, a drasha, based on the word Aleha. To tell you, even in the case of Yibam, where it says Aleha, Yivama, Yavai, Aleha, there is no mitzvah. In a circumstance where it involves a Yivama who is a kreva, an erva, to the Yavam. Question was, why do you need a pasuk? Why would I think? Why would I even entertain the notion that Yibam can override a Issa of Arayis? I'd like to say that it has chorus. And if that's the case, why do I even need a pasuk to indicate that there is no Yibam in this type of scenario? Why would I think there would be? So basically we're on a search to find a possible mucker that indeed an Asei has the ability to bedeiche Eveloi Sasei, even with chorus. And if that's a given, then we understand why we need a pasuk. Itzrich, we need a pasuk of Aleh, that drasha, to tell you that by Yibam we don't allow this type of formula, we don't apply this concept, and Yibam will not be applicable in the case of an erva. But again, that's only based on a premise that typically an asay is deiche Eloi Sasei with chorus. Why would you say so? Ela Itzrich says, we need the drasha by Yibam because the default assumption is an Asei typically can push aside Eloi Sasei even with Karis. Sakadat Achmena, perhaps I would say, Teisim Yikibud Av'im, we can learn from the halacha we find Yikibud Av'im, where we find that an Asei can push aside Eloi Sasei with Karis. It would allow even a Malach on Shabbos, which has Karis. The Sanya, Yachol Yehi Kibud Av'im Deicha Shabbos, perhaps the mitzvah of Kibud Av can push away Shabbos. Father tells him to cook for him on Shabbos. Perhaps that's allowed, despite the fact that Shabbos has karis. Because essay is deiche lois essay with karis. The answer is no. In this case, we don't allow it, because your father is also obligated. He also has a chiv of shmir of Shabbos. Just because he's asking you to do something for him doesn't justify chilul Shabbos. Okay, so it's a specific limitation by kibud av aim. But not to say that typically an Asei can override Eloi Sasei with Karis. So in this case, we don't allow it. And next to what it says, keep Shabbos. This indicates that kulchem chayevim b'chvoidi, notwithstanding kibud av aim, your father himself is chayev and kavod of Hashem, keeping the mitzvahs. So in this case, we don't allow it. Because it's a personal chiv to your father, who himself has a chiv to Hashem. But typically, if a person is faced with a circumstance that presents him with conflicting elements, asay versus leis asay, perhaps the asay overrides leis asay, even when there's curse. My love, should we not assume we're speaking about a malacha that he's asking you to do? The amalei, Shachaitli, Basheli, do these malachas on Shabbos, but Tam of the Kas of Rachmana, El Shabbos, Soisai Tishmaru. The reason why you don't listen is because we have this pasuk. When it comes to Shabbos, your father can't have a say in the matter. Halav Hachi Dachi, but otherwise, if it's a standard, a typical, Asei Veloisa, Asei, nothing to do with father or Kibbutz Ve'aim, the Asei overrides. Lai, Lav de Machamer, we're speaking about a non malacha issue. Father's asking him to lead a loaded donkey on Shabbos, which involves a lav, it's not a curse. So you have no indication whatsoever that there's room to think that an asay should override a lois asay with curse. We're not speaking about curse. Asks the Gemara, what do you mean? If that's the case, you're telling me that his father's merely asking him to do an iser lav, and still, we don't allow it? The essay will not push away a simple lav. But we know that for a fact. That an essay can shove aside, can be doich, a typical lois essay. One second. Why don't we learn right from here? From Kibbutz Ve'aim that it doesn't work. An essay cannot override a simple, a standard, typical lois essay. So this negates the entire concept that essay doich lois essay. Okay, v'chitei mishani lavi de Shabbos de chamira. Perhaps you'll tell me. Here it's different because a lav pertaining to Shabbos, which is that opportunity to testify about Hashem's oneness, Hashem being the source of creation, the source of all existence. Perhaps that's mochamer. We know a person keeps Shabbos. Says, oh, he's moedin the entire Torah. If he rejects Shabbos, he, like Ovid Avodah Zarah, rejects Hashem's existence. So Shabbos stands higher, and therefore, by Shabbos, we can't. We can't allow the essay to override, but typically, yes. Really? You're going to make that distinction? We don't find that distinction made elsewhere. About Tana Ba'al Makai, we find a Tana elsewhere. Who compares other ritzas to Shabbos? But like Kiparach, he doesn't draw that line. Doesn't make that distinction. The Sanya. Yachol Amar Le'Avav Hitami. So Kain's father is standing with him near a Beis HaKfaris. Father says, you know, you see that lost donkey? I want you to go into the Beis HaKfaris, become Tami, and return that lost donkey. I have an interest in you returning that donkey to my neighbor. So he's really telling him to do a lav, to become tummy. Or there's a donkey roaming around the street. Mitzvah Shabbos Aveda presents itself to the son. The father says, you know what? I want you to come help me. Abandon the Aveda. So in effect, he's telling him to do an Avera. To be over on Lo Yisucha Lo Yisalam, which is not a person not meant to ignore his friend's Aveda. These are cases of Asay versus Lo Yisasay. Mitzvahs kibbutz aveim versus the lav of tumah, the lav of leisucha leisalim of Hashabbos Aveda. Some Rishonim learned it was speaking where the father has an interest, right? An interest in the son doing the lav. He has some personal benefit from it, but otherwise there would be no room to even think of mitzvahs kibbutz aveim in this case because kibbutz aveim means to serve one's parents, to benefit them, but if he has no personal benefit, just telling you to do something that isn't considered kibbutz aveim. Other Rishonim learn that there is an element, even in this case, there's an element of kibbutz aveim. But it's not on the same level as actually serving one's parent, benefiting one's parent, which would justify being over lois asei. So when the Gemara suggests that the father can ask his son to be over lav on his behalf, and we're going to need a pasuk to undo that notion. Apparently, we're speaking with a father who's actually benefiting from this maaseh, and therefore, yochal yishmalei. Perhaps the son should listen to his father in this case. Kibud av is doicha the loisa say tamalei no. The same pasuk we had before. Ish imu avetiro. As important as kibud av aim is, fear of one's parents is not on the same level as fear of Hashem. You're meant to maintain Shabbos. Even your parents have an obligation to fear Hashem, to honor Hashem, to do Hashem's mitzvahs. A parent can't come along and negate Hashem's mitzvahs. One second. What is the pasuk speaking about? Shabbos. Maintain Shabbos, even in the face of kibbutz aveim. Fine. But Hashem's aveda, tumas koin, how do you compare it to Shabbos? Shabbos perhaps stands higher. Apparently, we don't make that distinction. It's all one and the same. The obligation to honor one's parent doesn't override a mitzvah, period. So it's pretty clear from this price that we don't make that chiluk between Shabbos and other mitzvahs. If that's the case, let's backtrack a second. We had a price where we don't listen to a parent when it comes to doing a malach on Shabbos. She was suggesting that perhaps we were discussing lav de mechamer, the lav pertaining to leading leading along a loaded donkey. It's a simple lav without kares. Kasha was. So why don't you listen to your father? Apparently an asay does not override a lois asay. Okay, so then that negates the entire concept, the entire principle of asay decha lois asay. And we know that's a given fact, that asay decha lois asay. And you can't say Shabbos is most severe and that's why it doesn't work here, but otherwise asay decha lois asay. We don't find a distinction between Shabbos and other mitzvahs. So back to the question. Doesn't this price of Kibbutz of Aim not negating Lav de Mechamer provide a precedent that Asay cannot override a Lois Asay? That's a problem. Apparently we're not speaking about a regular Lois Asay. That's why it doesn't override. We're speaking about a Malacha. He's telling his son, Shachoyt li Basheli. And that's why he can't do it. And that's why he can't listen to his father. Because the assay is just a regular assay, and the lois assay has karas. So that's what the Bryce is speaking about. So again, Kibbutz of Aim does not justify doing any avera, whether it's a lav of Shabbos, a lav pertaining to Shabbos Haveda, a lav pertaining to a kohen becoming tame. Parents is chayiv, a chayiv, and covered Hashem as well. They can't negate a mitzvah. Okay, that's a given. But let's focus on that first price. Price expressed the halacha regarding Shabbos specifically. Don't listen to a father who tells you to do a malach. Why? Because we have a pasuk that doesn't allow you to listen to him. Now, why do we need a pasuk? This is a clear indication that otherwise, if this father-mother factor, this personal factor, was not present, this factor that they are chayim and covered Hashem, and therefore they can't tell you to negate a lav, that wasn't present. You're walking along the street, you're faced with a choice, you're faced with a conflict. I have a case where I'm faced with a choice. Asay or lois asay. And the asay over conflicts with the lois asay. And the lois asay contains karas, such as by yibum. There's no personal factor there. Nobody telling me to do it. It wasn't introduced by a father or mother. It's a situation, it's a circumstance presented by Hashem. Apparently in that case, the essay does override Leis essay, even with Karis. Only by parents it doesn't work, but otherwise it would. Here's our riot. This is a riot that essay negates a Leis essay even with Karis. Says the Gemara, not so fast. Ella, fine, you're right. We were speaking about the father telling him to do malacha, and only a father can't tell a son to do malacha. But typically an asay overrides a lois asay with karis. But still there's no raya from here to elsewhere. No raya from here to yibum. You know why? Mishum de'ikul mishum, there's a way to reject, to challenge this raya. Mala hanach shekenech shem mitzvah. You see, when a father asks his son, shech the animal from Yom Shabbos. Cook the chon from Yom Shabbos. That's Hechsher Mitzvah. There's no other way to do it. Right? So perhaps in this case, I would think you're allowed to do it to accommodate the father. The Chiddush is no. Right? But that's only because it's a father telling you. But otherwise, an asay perhaps would allow you to override even a lois asay with karas. When it's hechsher mitzvah, when there's only one way of fulfilling that asay, by doing this malacha, by doing this isur. But yibum, there are plenty of other ways to be mekayim the mitzvah. Do chalitza. Nobody asks you to be miyavim the erva. There's an easy alternative. Who's to say that in this case, the asay will justify overriding and negating and transgressing the Lo'isa Teva curse. So back to square one. So what's your basis? What's your basis for that notion that an Esi of Yibam can override Isser Erva with Karas? Elo says the Gemara, Tzakadayta Chamina, perhaps I would say, we have another Makar, another possible source, that an Asay is Deiche Elisha Say with Karas. Tesim Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we're going to learn from the Mitzvahs Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Isanyo, Yochol Yeh Binyan Beis HaMikdash Deiche Shabbos, perhaps building the Mikdash, which is an Asay, overrides Shabbos. It allows you to do Malachas on Shabbos. An Asay is Deiche Elisha Say with Karas. Tamaloymar no eshap. So he said to Shmuyru Mikdashi Tiro. Pasik speaks about Shabbos in close proximity to Mikdash to tell you, keep it in context. Kulcham chayovim bechvoide. You and the Mikdash are meant to honor me. Mitzvah Mikdash. Binyan Beis HaMikdash doesn't justify Chilul Shabbos. Here we go. Apparently, typically, Asay is Deiche Elisha Say with Karas. So Mikdash not, but otherwise, yeah. My love, Ebbein of Asay, apparently we're speaking about doing a real Malach, a building and demolishing, which is a Malach on Shabbos, with Karas. V'tam adekos rachmana. The reason why, in this case, it doesn't override Shabbos, because of the Pasuk, a special Pasuk, a local Pasuk. Eshab Say Say Tishmeiru. Halav hachi dochi, but otherwise, in a typical case, such as Yibum, an Asay pushes aside the Elisha Say with Karas. La, he used to say, we're speaking about a malachi with Karas. Love the machamer, we're speaking about leading a loaded donkey in preparation of the bringing the materials, the Beis HaMikdash. That's all. So sure, Asay would be deichi, a plain love, not for the pasuk telling you otherwise, but typically, b'chalat yirakula, Asay is deichi leis. Asay, that's a known fact, but not with a Karas. Can't take it to that point, you have no right to that. Says, okay, so you're telling me that we're speaking about Asay, at least Asay of Mechamer, and even so, you can't do that? Meaning, the Asay of Binyan Mikdash won't justify doing a plain lav? That negates the entire concept that we're learning the whole last few dafim. Well, the Kaimlan, we have known fact, the Kabbalah, the Asay, Asay, V'dach, Asay, Asay can push aside the regular Asay. Ligmar Machad Leidach, let's learn from Binyan Mikdash, that it's not so. An Asay can't even set aside, push aside a regular Lois Asay. V'chitame, perhaps you'll say, this is basically a repeat of the previous sugya, the same steps. Perhaps you'll say, Shani Lavi de Shabbos de Chamira. Here it's different because it's Shabbos, that's why it doesn't work, but typically an Asay pushes aside Lois Asay. But Tana Baal Mokoyu Le Kaparuch, we find a Tana discussing other mitzvahs and connects it, has no problem connecting to the Shabbos and doesn't draw that distinction between Shabbos and the rest. Asani Yochal Omer Le Yavav Hitame, perhaps the father instructs his son to become Tamei. A coin at Beis HaKvaris, Eish Amalei Al Tachzor, or he tells him, ignore the Aveda, Yachal Yishmalei, perhaps in this case you listen to father at the expense of the Lav, Tamaloyma, Ish Imav Avtirov, V'gaymer, that the father factor doesn't override any Averis. Kulcham Chayav Mechvoid, even your father is meant to keep the Torah. And the Bryce is pretty much comparing other Isurim to Isur of Shabbos, which is the subject of this Pasuk that the Bryce is quoting. Apparently there's no distinction, we're not machalik. And if that's the case, we have a kasha on our hands. Because you're telling me that by the Beis HaMikdash, the Bidin of Beis HaMikdash, the Asay, does not allow you to even do a plain lav. Even lav de Mechamer, which pretty much tells you that an Asay is not Leich Elois Asay. And that contravenes the accepted belief, the accepted halacha, that it's not so. Asay is Leich Elois Asay. So it must be that when we speak about Binyan Beis HaMikdash, we're speaking about a true malacha, building, demolishing, which involves Karis. And the reason why we don't allow that for Binyan Beis HaMikdash is because we have a pasuk, Kulcham Chayav Mechvaydi, but otherwise, we have no problem allowing an Asay to override a Lo'isa Say with Karis. Here's a precedent, here's your makar, here's a source that indeed an Asay is Deich Lo'isa Say with Karis. Says Zimmer, no, Ella Meshamdik Lo Mifrach. You're right, we're speaking about a malacha, but still there's no right. We can say a big difference between Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Yibum, the same territory we had before. Ma lahanach shekenech shemitzvah. In both these instances, in the case where a father asks his son to cook for him on Shabbos, in the case where you're building the Beis HaMikdash, that's hech shemitzvah. There's only one way to do that mitzvah. As opposed to Yibum, you have an easy alternative. chalitza. Who's to say you're allowed to do yibum when you have an easy alternative? So basically, you no longer have a basis for that notion that yibum would be doicha, the isur arayis. Hechshem mitzvah, what do you mean? Tell me that in a case where this act is needed for the mitzvah, it overrides a lav with karis, right? That's the point of these two, that's the point of this pasuk by Beis HaMikdash, you know, only the Bini Beis HaMikdash. Since it involves the Mikdash, which is Chai B'Chvaydi, you can't justify a malacha. But typically, if it's Hechsha Mitzvah, it's something which you're doing because that's the only way to fulfill the mitzvah, the essay can override a relationship with Kuris. Is that the point of this pasuk? Hechsha Mitzvah, take with me Hosam. That is already known from that first price of Kibbutz Ba'aim. We've already proven that point. Why the repeat? Enachanami, you're right. Says the Gemara, you're right. Actually, the pasuk of Beis HaMikdash is not coming to tell you anything regarding our sugya, regarding the ability of an essay to override a lace essay. So what then is that pasuk coming to tell you? Es Mikdashi Tiro, next to Es Shabsoise Tishmoiru, is telling you as follows. Something pertaining to the halachos of the Beis HaMikdash. What's the point of that pasuk? Connecting Mikdash to Shabbos, Meboile, it's needed to the following halachic desanya. Yachal yisyari adam mimikdash. Perhaps one should have fear from the edifice, from the Beis HaMikdash itself. Consider it an end on its a power, a powerful entity. Making it have a desire. Answer is no. Tamal Leimar. Pasuk says, "Eshabsoi seti shmoiru, v'esem gedashi tiro." We connect one to the other. Ne'em roshmira b'shabbos. The term shmira applies to Shabbos. Ve'ne'em roshmira b'migdash. The term moira applies to the migdash. Ma, we connect. Ma shmira hamura b'shabbos. Just like shmira with Shabbos is referring to what? You're afraid of the Shabbos? Lo b'shabbos atim esyari. Not afraid of Shabbos. Elo misha hizrael Shabbos. Rather, the fear pertains to the one who commanded, the one who instructed, Hashem. Of Moira, Amur b'Migdash. Likewise, Moira pertaining to Migdash, Loi b'Migdash ata misyari. The fear doesn't pertain directly to the building. Ela m'mishi, here's our Migdash, rather pertains to Hashem who rests in the Migdash, who instructed us to build that Migdash. Is that the point of the pasuk? To place the yira into context, directed to Hashem, rather than to the building itself. So how does one fulfill this directive? How does one express Moira Migdash? Ve'ezohi Moira Migdash. Lo yikonos adam b'harabayis b'makli. One should not enter the harabayis proper with his staff. V'menoli with his shoes. V'pendosi with his money belt. U'va'avak shal gabi raglo. Dust on his feet. V'lo yaseno kamhandraya. Nor should he turn the Beis HaMikdash into a shortcut. U'rukika and spitting there. Surely not. Mikal b'chayim. Of course not. Rashi says, Mikal b'chayim is based on a pasuk in Megillas Esther. Mordechai says, look, I can't come wearing these sackcloth. Ein lovo el shara melech belevush sack. And we learn from there, look, a sack is not repulsive, it's just not too elegant, but it's not repulsive, and that is not meant to be brought to a makam of a melech. Kal v'chomer, certainly spitting something which is mois, and one should refrain from doing that before Hashem. Brisa continues. Perhaps it's only when the Midrash is standing. What about nowadays? How do we know that we maintain that same deference to the Beis HaMikdash, Talmud Loimar? Once again, that connection between Midrash and Shabbos. We connect the two. Just as Shmir pertains to Shabbos is forever. Likewise, Midrash to Midrash is ongoing. The bottom line is, we lost our raya. That asay has the ability to push aside a loisase with karas. At most, it will do so in a case of heksha mitzvah. Like in the case of kibbutz ba'aim, where he's telling him to cook for him, which is the only way. The malach is the only way to bring about, to fulfill that wish. as opposed to Yibam. We have an easy alternative. Be Chaylitz instead of being Miyabim. Who's to say that Yibam justifies being over the Isser Arayas? So that takes us back to our question. So why are you working with the assumption that Yibam would come along and push aside the Isser Arayas, which was really the reason why you needed a pasuk to tell you otherwise? Skip the pasuk. I wouldn't even think that it would work this way. I wouldn't even suggest that Yibam is stronger than Isser Arayas. So bottom line is, we're still looking for a makor that indeed a say is doiche eloise say with karis. Ella, rather, here comes another right. If not for the pasuk aleah, which disqualifies an error from Yibam, I would think Yibam does apply even in that case. Why? Tesi ma'avar, I'm going to learn from lighting a fire on Shabbos. The tonad v'ribishmo. Lo yisivaru esh b'chol mashvei seichem. Maltam alim, what's the point of the pasuk? Don't light a fire on Shabbos. Don't we already know that we don't do all malachas on Shabbos? What do you mean, matam adlaima? Matam adlaima? What do you mean, what's the point? There's a specific lesson and message contained in this pasuk. Either Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, Lulav is coming to tell you that burning on Shabbos is different than the other malachis, which have karis and chatas. Burning is lighter, and it only has a lav. So that's why the Torah singled it out. Or Ilu Rav Nosson Mechalek, when Rav Nosson is coming to single out lighting to tell you that we divide the malachas. Each one is an independent entity. By meaning over any malacha, karas follows, or chatas follows. You don't need to do all the malachas at once. That's the message that the Torah sends us by singling out, by separating from the other malachas, to tell you each malacha is separate and independent. So that's what the pasuk is coming to tell you. It's not an extra pasuk. There's a good purpose for it. The sanya, as we find in the Bryce. Have ora lav yatasa, divra b'yesi. According to b'yesi, the pasuk discussing the issue of lighting on Shabbos is informing us that lighting is just a lav. There's no karas, there's no chatas. Reb nasna melachalik. It's coming to divide the malachas. So what do the Bryce mean to ask? Why does the pasuk say le sevaro? There's a reason for it. Answers the Gemara of Amar Rava. Rava explained to us the price. Tana, Moshavas Kokashali. He had a kasha regarding the choice of words found in the pasuk. Moshavas Matamadloima. Why does the pasuk say, Lo Yisavar Esh Bechol Moish Veyusechem, in all your places of dwelling? What's the point of spelling that out? Matamadloima. Michti, let's analyze this. Shabbos, Chavis HaGufi. The mitzvah of Shabbos is classified as a personal chiv. It's considered a personal chayva, not pertaining to land or to farming, and that's universal. V'chayva saguf, no yeheges bein ba'aretz, bein mechutz l'aretz. All personal chayuvim apply anywhere; they're not limited to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, meshava is the kasa rachmana b'shabbos lami. Why did the Torah have to employ that term, meshava is by Shabbos? An extra pasuk, an extra word. Answers the Gemara, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Echad. So there was a certain Talmud who quoted Rabbi Shmuel as follows. That's the answer to the question. The pasuk is trying to include something here. Lefisha Nema, we have a pasuk pertaining to Misas Bezn. Echayiya Be'ish Chet Moves Chet Mishpat Moves Vuhumas. So we find that in certain severe cases, Bezdin applies capital punishment. Shemani, perhaps I would think, it applies 7 days a week, Bein B'chol, whether during the weekdays, Bein B'Shabbos, even on Shabbos, which essentially means they do malacha to bring about Misas Bezdin. For instance, when it comes to a burning strafe, they take a lead rod, they light it, they heat it up. So perhaps that's allowed. Umani mekayim. And what does the pasuk mean? Mechalel moisumas. Now, not to malach on Shabbos. B'shar malachis. Chutz mi misas bezin applies to other ordinary malachis outside of bezin. But bezin itself, they can do a misa even on Shabbos. Oh yeah, no. Maybe perhaps we'll switch it around. El afilu misas bezin. The isur malach on Shabbos applies even to bezin as well. They can't do misa on Shabbos. Umani mekayim v'humas. How am I going to apply the pasuk, which speaks about bezin applying me? So b'chol during the week, they have labor Shabbos, not on Shabbos. Oh yeah, no, maybe perhaps we'll go switch tracks. Ela filu b'Shabbos. A little more later, we'll go through the shakel of attire to explain all the steps. There are deeper meanings behind all these steps. There are arguments back and forth. This is just a brief synopsis of the arguments. Or maybe no, maybe even on Shabbos they can do Mises Bezin. Basically, what you're saying is that Mises Bezin is important enough and can be applied even on Shabbos. So that's the question. The answer is Tamar Leimar. That's what the Brisa was trying to tell us. Tamar Leimar Leisivaru Eish Bechol Moish Veisech. Torah tells you don't light a fire on Shabbos wherever you are. And the Torah uses the word Moish Veisech to indicate something deeper, to indicate that it pertains to Bezin. How does it pertain to Bezin? Ulahalad Noimar. Elsewhere we have a pasuk which speaks about a Ritzeach, who's Chayiv Misa, V'hoyu Eilu Lachem L'chukas Mishpat, L'dor Yisecha B'chol Moish V'Yisecha. So the term Moishavitz pertains to Misa Spezn. We make that connection. Ma Moishavitz. Hamurim Lahalon V'Bezn. Just as Moishavitz pertaining to that Pasuk, it pertains to Bezn, Misa Spezn. Af Moishavitz. Hamurim Kam V'Bezn. Likewise, in the Pasuk, the term Moishavos is alluding to Misas Bezin. V'omar Achmon Oisivaru, and Torah is pretty much telling us, suspend it on Shabbos. Don't apply Misas Bezin on Shabbos. Okay, that's the end of the price. So now we have clarity as to what the price had in mind. The kasha wasn't, why is there this pasuk? We know why the pasuk came about, to teach us halachis, lachalik, lap, but meshavis, what's the point of meshvesechem? It's chagas haguf, Shabbos is personal. What's the point of spelling out that it's meant to be fulfilled in all your places of dwelling? Of course, why would I think otherwise? The answer is, meshavis is referring to misas bezn, and even that doesn't take place on Shabbos. Which pretty much sounds like, it indicates that There would have been room to think otherwise, right? That's what the Torah is dispelling, that notion. It seems like the premise would have been, yeah, Misas Bezin, the Misas Asay, to put a transgressor to death, is so important, stands so high that it can override even Alois Asay pertaining to Shabbos, which has Malacha, which has Kares. My love, Rabbi Nassim, aren't we speaking? Should we not assume that we're following Shidas Rabbi Nassim? Reb Nassim, the Amar Lechalek Gatzis. We just quoted Reb Nassim before. He holds that the reason why it says like Sevaru separately is to tell you that every malacha stands alone. Every malacha gets kares, including lighting a fire. It's like any other malacha. The time of the Kasser Rachmanu is Sevaru, and the reason why we don't apply the Einish of Sreif on Shabbos is because of the special pasuk. But otherwise, what would have been the default assumption? I would assume that it's Deiches Shabbos. Why? Because a mitzvah saseh is Deiches, Lois saseh, even with Karas. Typically, it is Deiches. Here it's not, but typically it is. So this is a clear raya. That's what we're looking for. We have a mocha that asay pushes aside at least to say even with kares. Tumaloi Rabbi Yosi. Now we're speaking according to Shitas Rabbi Yosi, who holds that burning, lighting on Shabbos only entails a lav. There's no kares there, as we said before, and therefore, this I would think. I would think that lighting fire on Shabbos is only a lav. That's overridden by the mitzvah asay of Misas Bezin, because asay is doicha regular leis asay. Okay, so that's true. But at least to say with Kurus, who's to say that's going to be pushed aside by an essay? Says the Gemara, Tihav v'nam Rabbi Yosi. Okay, let's say it's Rabbi Yosi. Granted. We're following Rabbi Yosi, we're speaking about a simple lav. But stop for a second. What are we speaking about? Misas Bezin, by way of burning. They don't just light, they cook. They heat up that lead rod, they soften it. It's a masa bishul. According to all shittas, that's a true malach on Shabbos, which has kares. What was Rabbi Yosi speaking about when he said that havara was singled out, was separated from the rest of the pack, from the rest of the malachis, and only has a lav. Havara great dust, it pertains to just lighting a fire, but Havara the Bezdin, when Bezdin lights this fire, Bishop Silo, that's just making a fire, they're cooking up this lead rod. But Rav Sheshes already tells us, Mali Bishop Silo, Mashal Bishop Saman, what's the difference between cooking up, heating up this metal rod, or heating up ingredients in the paint dyeing process, the saman and the ingredients which they use to dye wool material. In any case, they're doing a real malacha bishul. That's a malacha that involves kares, according to all shittas. And still, it seems we had the notion, we had the premise, we had the assumption, the running assumption that asay will push aside that type of lav with kares. Fine, we have a pasuk that undoes it. By Bezdin, we don't allow it. Fine. But that's a clear indication that otherwise we would assume it does. Otherwise it indeed does. So typically an asay is the echelais asay with curse. And that takes us back to Yibum. Back home, apparently, the default assumption would have been that Yibum can push aside an erva with curse, and that's why we need the pasuk aleha to dispel that notion. So we found our makar. We found what we're looking for. No, not so fast. Omar of Simi Barashi. No, Hay Tana Loy Mishum De Osi Asay V'Dochi Loy Sase. No, that's not the formula the Tana is following. He wasn't coming from the from that direction at all. That wasn't his starting point. Perhaps an Asay could push aside a Loy Sase, and that's why we need a pasuk that we don't allow it by Bezdin. No, that wasn't the starting point. Ela Mishum De Ma'isi Lam Kavachim. Rather, he was coming from a Kavachim, which served the basis for that notion. And this is how we learn the price. Mani mekayim mechalaleo moisumas. When is one warned against being mechalal Shabbos? B'shar malachis, chutz misas bezin, by ordinary malachis, out of bezin. Aval misas bezin, but bezin is applying the capital punishment. Dach yir Shabbos mekavachim, but that can override Shabbos, not because it's misas say. Rather, it's based on a kavachim. Which kavachim? Uma avoida shi chamura v'deiche Shabbos. Since we find that avoida in the Mikdash, karbanis, stand very high. In fact, you do avoida even on Shabbos. You bring karbanis on Shabbos. So avoida overrides Shabbos. Still we find that ritzicha deiche oisa. If a kohen is guilty of ritzicha, he murdered somebody, we pull him away. We don't allow him to do avoida. So applying misa to ritzeach is more important than doing Karbanis in the Beis HaMikdash. Shenamar, me'im mizbechi t'richan alamas. Take him away. So it's Ritzicha over Avoida, over Shabbos. Right? Ritzicha gets in the way of Avoida, which gets in the way of Shabbos. That's one side of the equation. Certainly, Shabbos. Shenitches p'nei Avoida. Let's focus on Shabbos now, which is overridden by Avoida. You do Avoida on Shabbos, despite the fact that it entails Malachis. So Shabbos is pretty much the bottom of this pyramid. What would you say about Ritzicha? What do you say about Mrs. Bezin? Vis-a-vis Shabbos. If Shabbos is all the way down below Avoida, which is below Ritzicha, isn't it logical to think that the Mrs. Bezin applied in a Ritzicha context to kill a murderer, that would be Doicha Shabbos? That was the starting point of the Brisa, not because the mitzvah asay of Mrs. Bezin overrides Shabbos. No, never. Who's to say that asay can push aside a love with curse? No, that wasn't the starting point at all. It was based on a kavuchaymer. So that was the starting point. And now we're going to explain the shakla v'tayu and the Brisa, the back and forth. The Brisa responds, umay oyene, the kamer. So what's the Brisa responding? Maybe not. Or the Brisa have a mind? How do you challenge this rock-solid kavachimer? There's a way to challenge it. The Brisa meant like this. You're working with the premise that Mrs. Bezin, which is Deich Avoida, can be Deich Shabbos. I'll find you an example of something which is stronger than Avoida and can't be Deich Shabbos. So you see, it's not a bona fide, proven formula. Burying an unattended maze. That's a riot against you. Because on the one hand, Shadoichas Avoida, it shoves aside, it pushes aside karbonis. Basically, it means that if a kohen encounters a mes mitzvah, he has to put aside his avoid the concerns and go become tummy. So mes mitzvah stands higher than avoidah, but still, veindach is a Shabbos. You can't bury somebody on Shabbos. So perhaps when it comes to mises bezin as well, sure, it's more prominent than avoidah, but who says it's deicha Shabbos? So that's the next step in the Brice. Here comes the next step. Hadur Amma, the Brice responds, well, I have something to answer. Perhaps your notion is wrong. Kvoros Meis can't be done on Shabbos. Maybe it is Deich HaShabbos as well. And therefore, Mrs. Bezdin will also be Deich HaShabbos. Kvoros Meis Mitzvah, Ticht HaShabbos, Mikav HaChem. I'll find another way to prove that you can bury Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos as well. And therefore, our first Kav HaChem will hold true. This formula will hold true that something which is stronger than Avodah, which is Deich HaShabbos, has the ability to Deich HaShabbos directly, such as Mrs. Bezdin. Same thing with bearing a Meis Mitzvah. Uma Avodah Shei Deich HaShabbos. If we find that Karbonis are stronger than Shabbos, one can do a Malacha for Karbonis on Shabbos. Kvuras Meis Mitzvah Deich HaOysam. So Avodah, which is Deich HaShabbos, still Meis Mitzvah is higher than Avodah. You do aside with your avoida concerns, your kahuna concerns, and you do the meis mitzvah at the expense of avoida. Mivla achoyse, we have a pasuk, achoyse tells you that a kohen can become tummy for meis mitzvah. And therefore, Shabbos, shenitchem pnei avoida, Shabbos which is pushed aside through avoida is done at the expense of Shabbos, which basically means that avoida stands higher than Shabbos. Einoy din, should take for us meis mitzvah deich oisa. And therefore, certainly, the Meis Mitzvah, which is higher than Avodah, which is higher than Shabbos, can be considered more prominent than Shabbos itself and push aside Shabbos. Go bury Meis Mitzvah on Shabbos. So are you trying to challenge my Kal V'Chomer using the Meis Mitzvah as an example of something which is stronger than Avodah, but not stronger than Shabbos? So perhaps Mrs. Bezin, despite the fact that it stands higher than Avodah, it shouldn't stand higher than Shabbos? No. Maybe you're all wrong. Maybe Meis Mitzvah itself is Deich HaShabbos too. Because anything that pushes aside Avodah, which is Deich HaShabbos, pushes aside Shabbos directly too. Meis Mitzvah, Mrs. Bezin. So that's what we're holding. Right, so it continues, no. That's why we have a Pasuk. And that was the Pshat we had. Moshe V'Seichem is alluding to Mrs. Bezin. It's not meant to be done on Shabbos. So bottom line is, the whole Shakla V'Tayr, the whole discussion in the Brisa was Kal V'Chomer related, and nothing to do, unrelated to the concepts of Aseh Deichei Lo Yisaseh. So that can't provide any raya to what we're looking for. So we haven't really fulfilled our quest yet. Asks the Gemara, but just one more kasha. Before Rav Simeon Bar Ashi came along and told us about this Kal V'Chomer, we had figured that the Braisa was employing tools based on Aseh Deichei Lo Yisaseh, right? That was the thinking beforehand. According to our initial approach to the Braisa, the starting point was that Aseh can push aside Lo Yisaseh. And perhaps Mises Bezin can be Deich HaShabbos, right? That was the Maso Matan in the Braisa. According to that approach, how are you going to explain these steps in the Braisa? The back and the forth and the back? Why was the Braisa challenging that notion? Hachikamah, the Braisa meant like this. We'll just go a couple of more lines till the end of this discussion. Hachikamah, the Braisa meant like this. Mani mekayim mechalel mois yumas. You're telling me that Mrs. Bezin, Mrs. Aseh can override Shabbos? And how do I apply mechalel mois yumas, which indicates if one transgresses Shabbos, he gets Misa. One's not to malach on Shabbos. B'shar malachis, pertaining to ordinary malachis. Chutz Mrs. Bezin, aside from Mrs. Bezin, but Bezin has a special power of Mrs. Bezin, Dachi Shabbos, that is done on Shabbos as well, because the Os Yaseh V'Dechi Lo Yisaseh. Because the Yaseh of Mrs. Bezin is stronger than the Lo Yisaseh of Shabbos. So that was a starting point. Hadar Amar, the Braisa responds, no. Eima Damrinan the Os Yaseh V'Dechi Lo Yisaseh. That's true, but when is it true? The Naseh stands more prominent than Lo Yisaseh. That's by a plain Lo Yisaseh. Lo Yisaseh greater. such as Kalayim by Tzitzis. But in this case, it's Shabbos. Lo yisaseh sheish by Kuris, a lav that entails Kuris. Mishamas le'dachi. Why would you think it's Deich? How do you know it's Deich? Where are you coming from? Why would you suggest that it's Deich? That's the next step in the Braisa. Here comes the following step. Hadur Amar. So the Tana responds, I'll tell you why I'm thinking as such. I'll tell you why I'm suggesting that an Asay, a Mrs. Pezen, can push aside Shabbos with the Kuris. Very simply. Otu Asay, Deich Es Leis Asay. Stop and think for a second. Why is it so that an assay can push aside an ordinary lois assay? When that happens, is that understandable? Is that logical? Lav lois assay chavarmine? Wouldn't you think that a lav is more strict than a mitzvah assay? Look, the fact is, if one ignores an assay, it doesn't get malchus. If one should ignore a lois assay, he gets malchus. Apparently, transgressing a lav is more severe than transgressing an assay. And still, the ka'asi asay v'dachile, an asay can push him aside. On the one hand, you say that being over a lav is more severe than being over an asay. Notwithstanding that fact, you're still telling me, when it comes to positive, when it comes to doing, what comes first? If you have a conflict between one and the other, the asay overrides. So apparently an asay can override even something which is more severe than him. The Ramban says, because Aseh is Avas Hashem, etc. Whatever the reason would be. If so, Mali Chumra Zuta. What difference does it make whether it's just a low level Chumra, a low level Lav? Umali Chumra Rabba, or a great Chumra, a great Lav that contains a Kuris. What's the difference? Severity. Chumra obviously plays no role here. And Aseh pushes aside a Lav. Despite the fact that the lav is more chamer. So what's the difference whether he has a curse or not? That's where I'm coming from. It's not what's stuck. Is that so? Says the Braisa, oh, that's why we need a pasuk, a special pasuk that over here it's different. I'm a lemele sevaru to tell you, when it comes to Mrs. Pezen, this formula doesn't apply. But at the end of the day, we switch things around. Rav Simeon Bar Ashi tells us, he enlightened us to the fact that it's not asei loisei related. Not at all. It's a Kal Vachomer related discussion. The Braisa's starting point was because we have a Kal Vachomer to facilitate Mrs. Bezen B'Shabbos. And that being the case, we no longer have our marker that we were looking for. We have no discussion about Asay pushing aside a Lav with Kuris. Back to square one. So why did you assume otherwise? And why did you need a Pasuk of Aleha? That even is not applicable by Erva. Why would I even think that a Asay of Yivam can push aside an Erva with Kuris? So, we're back to the Kasha, and Bez Hashem, there will be a Teretz to be continued Bez Hashem tomorrow. All the best to you, much Hatzlacha.